is going to be the key right there, is going to be the containment of Jack Clancy from the outside. Now, the Lakers know that. They knew that coming in. They watched, watched the yes. film of the last and game with the Hatchets.
Yes. They know that they have to make a concerted effort to stop Clancy, or Clancy will right. run all over them.
So on that last play, Clancy rolled out, took a handoff off the right yeah. side, took off towards the sideline, and was met out there by Kretschmer. That'll bring up a third down and three for the Hatchets. Same formation, keeping it tight. Two-man back, snapped directly.
And plugged up completely right away. We have the number 28 for the Lakers.
Blackstock with the carry. He's going to lose a couple of yards on that one. Wisner and Smithers
combined for that tackle.
On the tackle.
Yeah, Blackstock coming on a fourth and four to get that play from Coach. And we are going to punt it away.
Well, the Hatchets yeah. now with the ball. Let's see, we're on the 15-yard line again. Now, Lakers doing a heck of a job there on defense
yes.
with contain. The Hatchets keep it on the ground. We have no sign of anybody passing it here for the blue and gold yet. Deep is Mason Dubes for the Lakers. So looking at your radio, left to right, the Lakers on the left and the Hatchets on your right speaker. Number one, Mason Dubes back at about the 45-yard line.
Block punt, and he blocks it.
And picked up by the Lakers and run towards the end zone. Stopped at the 15-yard line.
And number 12, Jax McCabe recovers that block punt.
Wow.
Jax McCabe, what a play by the Lakers.
Making the tackle, the touchdown-saving tackle, Jensen Emmerich for the Hatchets. Well, that could have been Steven. That was almost a quick score.
That line got great penetration up front and opened that right up for McCabe to come in there, get that block punt, and right, first two drives for Lakers have started right about the same area.
Well, one thing Bad X had talked about, and we have mentioned earlier, as the beef and the power of that front Laker line, boy, I'll tell you, that's like a junior college
oh,
right
absolutely,
now.
Absolutely, yes.
Here we go, first and 10 for the Lakers on the Bad X 15-yard line. Handoff off the inside, going to Aaron 18, Garrett Bowles.
But,
71, Cody Bailey in on the tackle for the Hatchets. No gain on the carry. That'll bring up a second and 10 for Lakers.
Coming up on 5 minutes to go in this first quarter.
Lakers looking to the sideline as the quarterback runs over to the sideline to Coach Burberg back in. Bryce Sears, quarterback for the Lakers, into the huddle. The Hatchets staying with the five-man front on defense. The Lakers will keep it tight.
We have Wisner in the backfield now.
The freshman.
Right up to Wisner. And we have
wow.
very, very little, if no gain on that play. That D line of the Bad Axe, they got through and they made it way for the linebackers. Wisner had no chance on that play.
35, Mike Messing in on the tackle along with number 17, Chandler Cady for the Hatchets. And that was, boy, they gang tackled on that. Good pursuit that we're seeing so far tonight, Stephen, by
yes.
both defenses, but right
absolutely.
There by the Bad Axe. Wisner hit about five different Hatchets before he was taken down, hit two, rolled off the tackle on the left side, and then brought down by the linebackers.
There was just no way for him to go. That, like I said, that Bad Axe defense, they are running to the ball, and they're making it very hard on this Laker
Bryce
offense Sears so far.
Under center, pitch out to the right side. Mason Dubes, the ball carrier, and a big tackle there. And we might have a fumble.
Tony McPhee again on that tackle.
What the official's calling here, I'm not sure what he had. Unless he's
waiting
looking at the
on
spot.
The call.
52, Toby McPhee with a big wrestling move tackle right there. Thought that was WWF move. And now we got the signal by the head official. It is still Laker ball.
Fourth and 11 here coming. Fourth and 9, rather, coming to the end of this first quarter.
Lakers with the ball on the Hatchet, 14-yard line. And a timeout called by the Lakers. With that timeout, we'll take a quick timeout and be right back after this.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Shoreline in Sebelin to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Shoreline in Sebelin goes out of their way to serve you. It's that simple.
I am Brendan Wickert, and I'm from Sebelin. I've been in the car business here at Moore Shoreline since 2013. I started out washing cars, and I have been up front now for going on 4 years. The thing I like most about working at Moore Shoreline is the people that you meet each and every day and the people that you work with. Meeting different people, getting to know their needs and wants, and getting them in a vehicle that fits all their needs and wants. Another thing I handle here at Moore Shoreline, I get involved in every bit and piece of the business. I've helped out in service, I've helped out in finance. From my day-to-day, I am in sales, but I also do take care of our website. If you are ever in the market for a new or used vehicle, come see me, Brendan Wickert, at Moore Shoreline in Sebring, and I will get you in the car of your dreams. You always get more at Moore Shoreline.
And Lakers with the ball, passed in deep into the end zone, intended for J.T. Warren, incomplete, broken up by number 17, Chandler Cady. Hatchets take over here on downs, first and 10 for Bad Axe on about their 10-yard line.
Snap, it looks like.
Jack Clancy.
Your game onto that left side of the Bad Axe offense. Very little gain.
Jared Ryder leading the Laker tacklers there off of the right side. And a pickup of a couple yards on that.
Both defensive fronts doing great so far in this opening quarter of containing that.
This is the defensive ball game so far.
Absolutely. Neither offense has been able to get that upper hand so far. Both defenses are doing great.
2:30 to go here in the first quarter here in Bad Axe, Michigan. Bad Axe Hatchets hosting the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers on 102.1 FM. Game of the week. Hatchets taking the snap. A little mix up at the backfield. Quick handoff.
And Clancy.
Clancy off to the races.
To the 50. He's going to catch it down, and he gets taken down about the 40-yard line of the Lakers. And is that ball out?
Number 10, Anthony Sheridan chases him down. And
is down.
We'll see what the call is as the ball was bouncing
around. I think I saw the ref call him down by contact. I think that ball will stay with Bad Axe.
There was no containment on that left side for the Laker defense, and that's what Bad Axe was looking for. Is for that defensive end to get sucked
Absolutely.
In on a play and contained, and they contained him, and there goes Jack Clancy.
A huge game, the first anything that any offense has gotten so far today. And we have the 40-yard line of the Lakers. Direct snap. About a 5-yard gain right up the middle for Clancy. We have a scrum of Laker players getting that tackle. Gage Brunell leading the charge.
Well, really put some life into this Bad Axe team. They're ready to go.
And these crowds are ready to go now. That pumped some life into this game so far.
So we are just about done with the first quarter. A minute 20 to go here in the first quarter at Claude Marsh Stadium here in Bad Axe as the Hatchets break over the ball. Again, keeping a tight formation. Power to the right side.
We have a direct snap.
Yeah, right to number 12. Number 12,
Vince Blackstock, the quarterback, and he goes nowhere.
He is down. Blackstock driven back about 3 yards there, Steven.
I see 82 JT Warren getting in on that play.
78 Smithers, Wisner in on the tackle. Three players hit him, and I'll tell you what, you're going to hit Wisner, Smithers, and Warren. You're going back.
Yeah, you are going backwards. Blackstock went nowhere on that play.
So that'll bring up a third down.
Third and short, with winding down here in the first quarter.
Third and three for the Hatchets. Have the ball in Laker territory on the Laker 33-yard line. Hatchets breaking over the ball.
The first spread type offense of the game for Bad Axe. So we have a timeout.
Timeout is called for the Hatchets, and no score here with 26 seconds to go. We'll see if we can get in a quick 30 here real quick on this timeout, and we'll be right back after this.
I'm Derek Holland from Sebring, Michigan. I'm born and raised in Sebring, and nice to be close to home and work and help everybody out in the community. Right out of high school, I started at this dealership washing cars and progressively moved on up. I've been